Udaipur City, an oasis of calm grandeur. From Jaisalmer Fort in the Thar Desert, let us go to the greener side of Aravallis in Rajasthan, Udaipur. It gets normal rainfall like most of North India. Rainwater lends the place charm and adorns it with some of the most scenic lakes in the country. Like Fatisagar, Pichola, Udaisagar, Swarupsagar, etc., giving it the name, Lake City. Origin of Udaipur. Remember Panadai, the legendary nanny of Mewar royals? She had sacrificed her child when Banbar, an illegitimate son of Prithviraj, came calling to kill the royal child. But for her, Udaipur would have not existed today. The royal child she saved was Uday Singh, fourth son of Rana Singha. And he founded Udaipur in 1559. After his defeat by Akbar's army in Chittor, Uday Singh had moved here. Later, his son, Maharana Pratap, defeated Akbar's army in Haldi Ghati. Most of the exotic palaces in Udaipur came about during the peacetime that followed this battle, including the Jug Mahal, now, the Taj-managed Lake Palace Hotel, and Jug Mandir. Udaipur attractions. The city is one of the cleanest in India. Reason? A population of only 500,000. Though the city looks quaint, its cleanliness gladdens the heart. A speedboat ride in Lake Pichola lets you take in the sights like the City Palace, Jug Mandir, Lake Palace, Aravallis, and myriad other spectacular structures around the lake. Udaipur offers many attractions for a traveler. Like the City Palace, Sajjangir Fort, and Vintage Cars Museum. Nearby options like Kumbhgarh Fort, around 90 kilometers from Udaipur, Ranakpur Jain Temple, about 110 kilometers from Udaipur, Haldi Hati, a short detour when you head out to Kumbhgarh Fort, Chittorgarh, approximately 110 kilometers from Udaipur, and Ekalingji, just 22 kilometers from Udaipur. This complex of 108 temples in sandstone and marble is a remarkable place to visit, are definite deal sweeteners. I had timed my visit to Sajjangir Fort, also known as the Monsoon Palace, around sunset. The setting sun over Aravallis was a sight to behold. They shot Octopussy, a Bond film, here, making it famous. This fort, palace is on a hilltop. Protected as a wildlife sanctuary, you could spot leopards, hyenas, nilgiris, and wild boar on this hill. Day trip from Udaipur. I hung out for a full day visiting Kumbhgarh Fort and Ranakpur Jain Temple. I knew Kumbhgarh Fort for its strategic location since the enemy could not spot it until they were within half a kilometer of the fort. Its wall, total length, 36 kilometers, is the second longest wall in the world, after the Great Wall of China. Ranakpur is a tiny village in District Pali. The temple there is an Adinath temple. There are 1,444 marble pillars here, each one with a different carved design. The domes also have different carvings. Temple construction started in 1437 and ended in 1458. It is well preserved and doesn't seem old. The roads to Kumbhgarh and Ranakpur are in decent condition. You can do a comfortable day trip to these two places. Royal Heritage. I spent an hour admiring the beauties in the Vintage Cars Museum. These belong to the royal family and they maintain them. Besides the cars, there are some horse coaches from olden times. On these shiny, lacquered carriages, you can see the painted, elaborate royal seals. For shopaholics, Udaipur offers Banani Dupattas, Rajasthani Judas, Rajasthani quilts, and Rajasthani jewelry. Like elsewhere in India, you must negotiate well here. A visit here would be in order. Just to see a well-maintained city of a heritage-rich Rajasthan. Next week, I will take you to the ship-shaped fort and palace in this Venice of the East.